The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
churchva.org, and as always, live big.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Kroah Show on life-changing talk radio. WAVA. Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM. WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. Coming up this hour in just a few minutes, we get the chance to talk with our good friend John Fuller of Focus on the Family. Not only finding out what they are gaining for insights and direction maybe for all of us through their amazing work in touch with families all over the world, literally, but especially here in our own country, and especially talking about a service that they're offering free of charge right now called Focus at Home for families to take advantage of. We'll have all those details coming up. Quickly thanking you for moving us forward in our campaign with the Bible League as we're doing some other things as well. We are so near the end of this campaign, but we really are closing in on our goal. We just had a couple of gifts in the last hour. I want to thank folks for Patricia in Stafford. Thank you for that $100 gift. And Gloria in Oxon Hill, a $100 gift as well. And those, of course, doubled twice. So 20 Bibles becomes 40. And then again, another 20 are added. And so that's 60 Bibles that each of them gave. And so that's 100. That's... That's 120 Bibles. I'm looking at the dollar figure as well because that used up $200 of the passport money still remaining, which is to say now we have $602 to be exact, $602 of passport money that is waiting to double your gift. It'd be fantastic if somebody would call and say, hey, I'll give $600 and just take care of that right now. Or maybe a couple of you say, I'll give $300 a piece and that'll do it. But I want you to get the advantage of having that doubling effect twice, and there's just $602 left to do that. However, once that's been matched, there'll still be the Bible League matching fund in place throughout the rest of the campaign as well. But now's a great time to make that call. I want to thank some folks who've done it. As we've said, $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20. And again, now any figure you put in there, any figure you call in is going to be doubled twice. So thank you to everybody who's been doing it so far. And I was just looking at our totals here. We need 2,548 more Bibles in our campaign. And for example, if not everybody can do this, but if say 25 of you would give a $500 one-time gift for 100 Bibles, that would be it. That would move us actually over the top. If 50 of you could do half of that, if 50 of you could give a one-time gift of $250, or 64 of you giving $200, or 89 of you giving a $150 one-time gift, that would get us where we need to be, or 129 of you giving a $100 gift Patricia and Gloria just, in fact, gave $100 each. If 129 and more of you would do that, I'm only breaking it down to give you an idea of what your gift, whatever it is, can do and get this campaign finished and get these Bibles on their way into the nations of Africa. Asia. Nations of Asia are being covered with the Word of God through this Fan the Flame campaign. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673. Online, if you want to go there, just go to wava.com, enter the keyword Bibles, or you can't miss it, click on the Bible League banner, and that will take you where you want to be as well. Some great columns being written. We don't have time to get into all of them today. I mentioned one earlier. You can read it at stream.org, one of the places you can find it. It's by Dennis Prager, and it's called Our Dress Rehearsal for a Police State. And Dennis wrote, people will argue that a temporary police state has been justified because of the allegedly unique threat to life posed by the new coronavirus. I expect him to be on target. He always is. And this has been my sentiment from day one in this thing, folks. And I'm not paranoid, but I'm not foolish and foolhardy and cavalier either. I really am not. But he says, people will argue that the temporary police state has been justified because of the allegedly unique threat to life posed by the new coronavirus. I do not believe the data will bear that out. Couldn't agree with him more. A lot of deaths are being attributed to the coronavirus that don't belong there. As a matter of fact, in Virginia, they will not even tell us how many people are recovering from the virus. Regardless, says Dennis, let us at least agree that we are closer to a police state than ever in American history. And he says, police state does not mean a totalitarian state. America is not a totalitarian state. We still have many freedoms. In a totalitarian state, this article could not even be legally published. And if it were illegally published, I would be imprisoned and or executed. But we are presently living with all four of the key hallmarks of a police state. And he lists all four of them. I'm not going to read them all in detail. But number one, draconian laws depriving citizens of elementary civil rights. The federal, state, county, city governments are now restricting almost every freedom except those of travel and speech. Americans have been banned from going to work and thereby earning a living, meeting in groups, both indoors and outdoors, meeting in their cars and church parking lots to pray and enter state-owned properties such as beaches and parks, among many other prohibitions. Number two, a mass media supportive of the state's messaging and deprivation of rights. That's so key. A mass media supportive of the state's messaging and deprivation of rights. And he cites several examples we don't have time to go into now. New York Times, Wall Street Journal pieces, editorials, and so forth. Number three, use of police. Police departments throughout America have agreed to enforce these laws and edicts with what can only be described as frightening alacrity. After hearing me describe police giving summonses to or even arresting people for playing baseball with their children on a beach, jogging along without a mask, or worshiping on Easter while sitting isolated in their cars in a church parking lot, a police officer called my show and explained that the police have no choice. They must respond to every dispatch they receive. And why are they dispatched to a person jogging on a beach or sitting alone in a park, I asked. Because the department was informed of these lawbreakers. And who did that? Who told the police about these lawbreakers? And that brings him to number four, point number four, snitches. Snitches. And we'll, if we have time, we'll come back to that. If not today, we'll dig into it further tomorrow. But those are just some things happening right now. John Fuller from Folks on the Family coming up next. Stay with us.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
We'd like to be a doorstop for you. Consider a day in the life of a doorstop. They see a lot, right? Plenty of happy stuff all around. And then sometimes, a gigantic door slams up against them. But at the end of the day, they've got one specific job to do well. And that's how our Faith and Family Mortgage team is feeling today. We feel the gigantic slam of this crisis. We're fighting back the fear and anxiety. Maybe you're with us, but we're also grateful for all the awesome we see, like the incredible nurses and doctors and those on the front lines. So through it all, we remember the doorstop, that each of us can only do today what God has equipped us to do. And the reality is, we do mortgages. And luckily, we've got a pretty cool direct lender advantage that allows us to do it well, often getting you a better rate on a refinance or cash out refinance, which could save your family monthly and lifelong money. If that would help you, we or United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. You just heard the offer, No Safe Spaces. It's a must-see political documentary. As a matter of fact, as is said about it, funny thing happened preparing it for home entertainment. The release time came and Hollywood decided, don't want to touch it at all. But it is available to you, and as we've said, it is a must-see. You can get it at a discount by going to nosafespaces.com. Save 25% off by using this code, SAVE25. That's special for our WAVA listeners. And again, it's available for you right now at nosafespaces.com. It is a film that illustrates how America is exceptional, but it also shows how our long-held, cherished freedoms are being threatened as never before. So check it out. NoSafeSpaces.com. SAVE25 is the promo code you want to make sure you use for the discount. Always looking forward to the chance to talk to our friends from Focus on the Family. John Fuller joins me now. As you know, John serves Focus in a number of different ways, vice president of their audio team that gives us all those wonderful award-winning audio programs and features. And, of course, he co-hosts the Focus Daily radio program with President Jim Daly. And as a matter of fact, you can hear that 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, right here on WAVA. John, my friend, welcome to the show.
Hey, Don, it is great to talk to you. I wish I could be there with you in person. That's even better, but hey, phoners aren't too bad, are they?
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah, these days technology is our friend, isn't it?
Exactly. What would you say are some of the ways that Christians, because this is really a concern of mine, I know it is of yours and Jim's and everybody at Focus, that we Christians not simply react to problems, but respond to them. What are some ways in which Christians can do that creatively?
Well, I appreciate that perspective because there's no reason for us to be panicking. I mean, certainly nobody, you know, very few people alive today have seen anything like this, where the world just seems to be spinning out of control. But it's not, I've been reading Revelation. This isn't the end of the world. this is not God's judgment on all mankind. I think what we need to do first and foremost, make sure that our faith is rock solid, that we're really pursuing God, that we're seeking after him as individuals, as church communities, as the Christian community, and lean into him, just stay centered on him, and stay really close to him through his word and prayer and even virtual community. And then we need to see that this is an opportunity. The world is hurting. I mean, you're in a bigger metro area than I am, but even here in, you know, kind of small town Colorado Springs, we've got a lot of people that are concerned, and rightly so. We've got seniors who are, you know, stuck in assisted living homes. My wife can't see her mom, who lives just a couple miles away in the home. That's hard. We have friends whose grandmother just passed away. I've got a coworker whose mom passed away a couple weeks ago. So these are difficult days, and there's a bigger weight because of what's going on. These are opportunities for us to be light, for us to be hope and offer encouragement, the encouragement of Christ, the solidity of the rock of the ages. And I think if we will keep our eyes and ears open, God will make opportunities for us in our neighborhoods, and especially as we start to come out of all these shelter at home situations, there are going to be people that we never thought we could have a spiritual conversation with. And the door is wide open for us to be gentle but bold for Christ.
I couldn't agree with you more. And also, I'd like to know, what is Focus itself hearing? Are people calling in more? Are they contacting you more frequently than in ordinary times?
Don. Yeah, we certainly, you know, we have spun the Focus broadcast machine to really reflect what's going on in the culture. Pretty much every day we're dealing with family issues, but through the lens of COVID-19. So, you know, Greg and Aaron Smalley talking about staying strong as a couple during this. Arlene Pelican on talking about balancing work and family while you're staying at home. Gary Chapman talking love languages when you can't escape your spouse. and even last Friday, we had a broadcast about holding on to heaven, to the hope of heaven. You know, just keep that perspective. The calls are coming in for programming like that. Certainly, I think the phone team is telling us that more and more serious calls are coming in from people who know somebody that's been, you know, tested positive, or who has been sick, or passed away, or the stress of the kids being home is just causing me to lose my mind. So we've had a lot of deeper, more kind of crisis-oriented calls, but fortunately, our counseling team and our phone team is equipped to work from home, and we're able to take those calls and offer whatever help we can. We're here to serve. We're just trying to do the best we can with the opportunities God brings.
By the way, folks, pray for Focus on the Family on a daily basis. They air here on our station at 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. So I know they would welcome your listening, encouraging others to listen. But also pray, because there really on the front lines of ministry all year long, but especially at a time like this. And I did want to mention something that you or your office shared with us. I think it's a great list everybody ought to read. It's a list by Jim Daly, your president, on the coronavirus. The following things are true. And he lists 17 of those things that we really need to remember and think about being true in this time. You want to talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, Jim. Well, Jim has remained optimistic. He is an optimist at heart. You know, his personal background, he lost his mom when he was a young boy. He was in foster care. He's gone through a lot. Mm. So I think something like, you know, these days doesn't shake him too much. He's seen his Heavenly Father just take care of him. And those are, you know, Jim's blog remains, I think, a great place for people to connect with his heart. The broadcast is certainly a great way to stay informed and to capture some of that energy and buoyancy that Jim has. One of the things that we've done, Don, and I know this is probably a talking point for you somewhere along the line, but in a matter of about 2 weeks, our team basically stood up. It's like one of those little pop-up kiosks in the mall that you used to see. Don't see it anymore because you don't go to the malls, but we stood up a streaming service to unlock the archives of Focus content just to give families a chance to kind of gather around the computer and either watch old episodes of the videos of Adventures in Odyssey or McGee and Me, some of the Last Chance Detectives, things that longtime friends will know. And then we've also populated the site with a lot of grown-up content, Ray Vanderlaan, The Truth Project, some feature films that one of our staff members was involved in creating. So a lot of at-home resources that we have just to help moms and dads and families stay together and stay connected during this unique time.
And I think we've had such freedom, we being everybody. I mean, we've come and go as we wish. As you've said, the parents are happy to get the kids into school, out of the house for a few hours, and now none of that's available. Talk for just a moment about how this ministry, and there's a website as well, focusonthefamily.com/streaming, I think. Is that how they access that?
Yeah, all we ask is for, you know, just sign-up information, basic sign-up information, no credit card or anything. It's free. It's probably going to be free through the summer. And so you can go to focusonthefamily.com. Right there on the home page, you'll see a link for that. You'll also see a link for our Adventures in Odyssey Club, which is a streaming of all 800 episodes of Odyssey. We've got a four-week trial for that right now. And then I think if you sign up during the 4 weeks, you get a discounted monthly rate for 6 months or something like that. But we've had, I think, about 20,000 people sign up for the streaming so far. And I'm pretty sure it's approaching 100,000 for the Adventures in Odyssey Club. I mean, we're just trying to reach out to say we've got a lot of great tools here. And frankly, a lot of the broadcast guests we've had who have had books, Jim has just basically said, we want to send the book to you. So just call us and we'll send it to you. We're trying to be, you know, reach out and say times are hard for a lot of people, and we never want your lack of resources to be a barrier to us helping you, because we are fortunate. We do have some folks that pray. Thank you for that reminder. And we do have folks that donate, and donations make the ministry go round and round and help us helpers. So focusonthefamily.com has a special COVID page. It's got the link to the Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's got Focus at Home, the service there, the streaming service you can sign up for that is free. And we would love to be able to serve you and your family if you're dealing with stuff.
Well, you've already kind of mentioned it or alluded to it earlier on, but I think, as you've said, for those who still have our kids at home, I don't anymore, but it is a gold mine of opportunity for parents to spend some time with children that ordinarily they have to hunt for that time or discipline themselves. Now, as you've already said, they've got too much of it on their hands. But this is a way to be creative and maximize that brief time, because in a few weeks or months it's going to be over and somewhat back to normal. So this seems to me a unique time for parents to really feed into their children the things they want them to become and to learn.
Yeah, I think, Don, you and I both are a little envious of Jim. He's he keeps talking about, you know, playing games and building models with his two boys. And I don't have, I only have a couple of adult kids in my house right now. And frankly, you know, they spend a lot of time together, but we don't spend a whole lot of time playing family games. They're not quite there yet. They kind of skipped over that period of time now. And I'm glad Jim can do that. Certainly we're trying to take advantage of a couple of some of the quieter moments. And I trust families will indeed do what you just said. Look at this as an unprecedented opportunity to guide your kids through this with a faith that says God's sovereign, he's got this, and to build some memories, to have some fun, to maybe do some spontaneous things with your kids that, okay, maybe you hadn't planned on it, but when are you going to have this opportunity again? Probably never again after all this kind of settles down.
John, as always, good to talk with you and all of your wonderful colleagues out there. Give them our love, and we'll keep praying for you. And I'm glad you mentioned you also need financial support during this time as a ministry, so I hope folks can keep that in mind as they're able.
We appreciate that. Take care of yourself first, your church, and then if you can, take care of us, and we'd appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you for your unwavering commitment to speak to the community there in the metro area. You just are a voice of clarity and reason and encouragement, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, John. God bless you and your family and everybody at Focus. John Fuller, and it's an honor to work with, well, this is one of the many delights of working here at WAVA all these years, is to get to be part of everything WAVA does and that all of you do. This is a team effort. None of us can function without the others. So we thank God for this privilege.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. The year was 2004. Sunday Achi was a student at a Nigerian university. Despite the tension between Christians and Muslims on campus, Sunday led regular Bible studies for his fellow students and actively shared his Christian faith. One night, his roommate awoke to screams. Sunday was being dragged from the room by Islamic extremists. His body was found the next morning near a mosque. He had been strangled to death. Sunday knew the danger of Christian ministry on campus, yet he would not be silent. May you and I pray for courage and obey the Lord, no matter what the cost might be.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
HD Radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. One silver lining in the dark coronavirus cloud is the revival of federalism, the old-fashioned idea that not every issue has to be decided in Washington. While most every policy issue, from education to healthcare and beyond, has traveled a one-way road from state and local governments to Washington, the crisis rediscovered a leadership role for state and local government. Early on, we learned that states like New York, California, and Washington needed to address the crisis more quickly, and their governors began to lead. In California, there were higher concentrations in Silicon Valley and San Francisco, so mayors and county commissioners took action. Important work was done well before there was a national consensus, and these laboratories of experimentation informed larger policies. This is exactly how the founders saw our government working. Hooray for the revival of federalism. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate program for leaders. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
My Aunt Barbara does a lot of the marketing for our faith and family mortgage team. And since we do mortgages, she put our definition of home at the top of our website. It says, where we laugh, pray, cry, fight, forgive, grow up, grow old, wrestle, learn, hold hands, high five, hug, love, and never want to leave. If you're like me, this time has made you incredibly grateful for your home and its safety. But it's also, at times, left you having a 5-minute conversation with a coffee mug or wondering if dyeing your hair pickle green could be a fun weekend activity. But you should know, there's another option available to you. Mortgage rates truly are historically low. If you'd like to see whether our direct lender advantage, in combination with those very low rates, could save your family monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or cash-out refinance, we'd be happy to have a quick conversation. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In Maryland, bumper-to-bumper delays due to a road closure caused by an accident. This is going to affect both your westbound and eastbound commute on Butts Creek Road, right between Thompson Corner Road and Trinity Church Road. Keep in mind that the accident does involve a box truck and a car, so be sure to slow down and keep your feet tapping on those brakes. This will add additional drive time to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see a passing evening shower, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 50. Overcast tomorrow morning with times of clouds and sun in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 73. Tomorrow night breezy with plenty of clouds. Expect a shower or thunderstorm around late with a low of 61. Thursday, windy with periods of rain, some heavy, as well as a thunderstorm. Thursday, we'll see a high of 68. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Deborah in Upper Marlboro, thank you, my friend, for a $50 gift for 10 Bibles, doubled twice. So it becomes, 30 Bibles, $150 gift in total. Shirley in Washington, D.C., a $25 gift for 5 Bibles. That becomes, 15 Bibles because of the doubling effect twice. Bill in Dumfries, a $50 gift doubled to $100 and then again. So that's 10, 20, 30 Bibles. And so right now we have $475 of passport doubling money still available, $475 remaining to double your gift. And then, of course, the Bible League will double it again when you call 800-YES-WORD in our campaign, Fan the Flame, Bibles for Asia. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online, you can give easily at WAVA.com.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Don Crow Show on WAVA, reminding you, WAVA and New Life Ministries offering a free resource right now to you. 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety. You can get your free copy by simply going to our website, WAVA.com, enter the keyword overcome, and you can pull it down, read it, print it out, or whatever. 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety. Well, certainly, and it's not being trite to say it, one of the great ways to overcome our fears and anxieties. I know Steve Arterburn and all the folks at New Life and all of us here at WAVA would agree that the Word of God can bring comfort and insight and a sense of security and ability to deal with our fears and anxieties as nothing else can. And that's why we refer you often to the Word of God. I've been encouraging folks at our church to, not just once, but every so often, go read Psalm 91 all the way through. Perfectly tailored for this situation in which our nation and the nations of the world find themselves. And by the way, in that regard, that's why also we're always honored to team up with the Bible League to provide scriptures wherever the need may be. And of course, as you know, it's all over the world. Our focus in this current campaign is Bibles for Asia. There's a lot happening in Asia that is good and exciting, and it is really the hand of God at work. But as with every revival or every ingathering or every harvest of hungry hearts, it can only go so far. By that I mean it's really limited by whether or not those who are coming to faith have access to the eternal written word of God as opposed to the mere ideas of men. So that's why we want to be part of this. We want to join others in what they're doing in the work of God in these parts of the world. Ahmed, who is in Asia, talks about the importance of the Word of God in terms of walking with those who are new in the faith.
Realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
I love that. I want to replay that because it's so powerful. He said such important things there. We say, oh, it's wonderful. People are coming to faith in Christ out of the Muslim world by the tens of thousands, and we pray God will be with them. And it's good to pray that. Nothing wrong with that prayer. But let's not assume that that is finally thereby going to meet their needs. Instead, they need us to walk alongside them, and one of the ways we can do it is by giving Bibles.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them. You suddenly realize how critical it is for Christians not just to assume God will look after their brothers and sisters who have converted from Islam, but that they will be prepared to walk with them.
Now, I know that these are difficult times for all of us. Many of you perhaps have lost your jobs or you've been furloughed, so I don't take that lightly. It may not be a good time for you to come up with extra money to give for Bibles, and that's between you and the Lord. That is really sacred ground. If God prompts you to make gifts even out of your poverty, in fact, Paul writes to one church and says, basically, you gave out of your own poverty. You gave beyond what you could possibly have really afforded to give, and you did it, but he praised them for that double sacrifice, if you will. So I'm certainly not preaching at you by any means, but I'm simply saying we want to give you the chance to invest in the kingdom of God, even perhaps at a time when things are hard for you. And if you're not able to do anything right now, may the Lord bless you and provide your resources so that in the future you can do what your heart wants to do. But for those who can do anything, whether it's $5 for one Bible or $15 for three or $25 for five, $5 right now is going to be doubled to $10 every time you make the call to 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, again, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just go there and enter the keyword Bibles. And I do want to say some thank yous when we come back from this break, and I remind you that this part of the show is being sponsored by the Bible League International. We'll be right back.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
105.1 FM WAVA encourages you to have the mind of Christ during this time of unprecedented crisis.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, pastor at Saddleback Church, and speaker for Daily Hope Broadcast. You know, during this COVID-19 crisis, it's very easy to hunker in a bunker and think only about yourself, me, myself, and I. But this is an opportunity to learn unselfishness. The great rule that Jesus gave us, the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do unto you. When we go out and we help other people, we are becoming greater in ourselves. We're becoming more of what God wants us to be. So think about helping others today.
You can hear Rick Warren weeknights at 7:30 p.m. on WAVA 105.1 FM.
With all the focus on what's been canceled and closed, WAVA would like to remind you that the most important things in the world remain open. Faith is open, and God wants to help our faith grow. Hope is open and available to anyone, anytime. Love is open, as God's arms are open wide to embrace you with the sacrificial love and grace of Jesus Christ. The open faith, hope, and love of God. And WAVA, open 24 hours a day.
My name is Boy, or Wasan Bunmi. So I would like to say to our brothers and sisters around the world that our small church here in this part of the country has been working very hard sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to people in our neighborhoods. And I would like to invite you to pray for us as we are looking out for 1,000 Philips to help sharing the word of the Lord.
That's Pastor Boy in Thailand. And of course, many of you recognize his reference to 1,000 Philips. That's the beautiful Project Philip that's designed years and years ago by the Bible League as a means by which they can introduce people systematically and thoroughly to the Word of God. As we've often said, and it's not meant critically, but Bible League has never stood on a street corner and with a box of Bibles just handed them out to anybody who may be willing to take one. And I'm not saying that won't work at times, but they are very careful to steward the Word of God so that the person who receives it begins to be able to understand. It's really the Philip Project out of Acts chapter 8, where Philip joined the chariot of the Ethiopian. We know the story. And the Ethiopian had to admit that he didn't know what he was reading, even though he was reading one of the most remarkable pieces of prophecy in the entire Bible, reading about Isaiah and reading about Christ in Isaiah 53. But Philip had to come alongside and explain to him what was going on? What was being said? Who was being talked about? And we know that beautiful story. Conversion resulted that was deep and thorough. In fact, it was so decisive, the Ethiopian recognized the need to be baptized in the Christian faith, and he said, well, there's some water. Why can't we do it right now? And many believe that was the seed sown into the entire nation of Ethiopia that brought the gospel to that great nation that goes on until this very day. But it took the word of God being explained. So that's what this brother's referring about when he asks for help so that they can give Bibles to people, and then through Project Philip, they can train them in the word of God so they understand what it is that they are actually deciding to do. So your gifts have a powerful, eternal consequence. If it's $5, think about it. That one Ethiopian, that one key man in the kingdom of Ethiopia, the rule of Candace, the queen of Ethiopia, that one man and that one Bible. Think about it. Just one Bible changed an entire nation. You and I have no idea where that one Bible you give, or two or three or ten or whatever, we have no idea where it's going to go and what it's going to do. But I've called this sort of thing nation building at its very best. It's non-political, it's non-partisan, it's driven only by the power of the pure Word of God, and that Word of God can change and does change lives. In fact, many of you would not even be listening to such a program as this today if the Word of God had not found its way somehow into your heart and life, maybe recently or many, many years ago. So I want to thank some folks right now who've been giving, but it's $5 per Bible, 15 for 3, 25 for 5, 50 for 10, 100 for, you get the point. Just take that $5, and if you're able to multiply it a number of times over, great. If you can only call with $5, you may say, Don, should I call with just $5? Well, I just said, look what one Bible did to a nation through the Ethiopian story that we love to tell out of the book of Acts. So there's no telling where that one Bible will go. But if you can give more, we need more. We really need about 7,000 copies of the Word of God, and we're chipping away at it together, I say we collectively, as you make the calls to 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, or you can go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword Bibles, or click on the Bible League banner. It'll get you where you want to be. And by the way, if you don't want your name mentioned, all you have to do is tell the operator, if you call 800-YES-WORD, I want to give this anonymously, and they are supposed to let me know that on this end when I look for the names. Or if you go online, you can type it into the comment box at our website, WAVA.com. But again, anything you can give right now really is going to be a blessing. It's going to help change the lives of individuals who are, I mean, many of these folks, as you heard the last brother from Thailand say, these are new Christians out of the Muslim faith. And they need a copy of God's word to solidify their decision to put everything on the line and follow Jesus Christ. To me, that's worth an investment of a few dollars. What do you say? With all due respect to the limited times and resources many have right now, if you can do something, we hope you will. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, WAVA.com.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way through our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's N-U-HomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Don Crow here for the Bible League. You know, during this most holy season of the year, Good Friday and then Easter, I can't think of a better way to honor our Lord's sacrifice on the cross for us, or a better way to celebrate the joyous reality of that empty tomb, than to send some Bibles to heart-hungry people all through the nations of Asia by participating with Bible League International. And right now, your gift to the Bible League of any amount is going to be doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com. Whether it's $25 for 5 Bibles, 50 for 10, 100 for 20, or whatever you can give, those dollars are going to be doubled, and the Bibles you give are going to be like fresh, clear water to thirsty hearts. Literally the bread of life to hungry spirits. So would you call with your most generous gift right now, 800-YES-WORD? That's 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673, or give online at WAVA.com. And may the true joys of Easter flood your heart in days to come. Thank you.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1, or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
You want to know why you need to belong to a church?
You can worship the Lord without going to church. But Dr. Tony Evans says that reasoning leads to a common mistake.
If you are detached from a church, you are not in a position where Jesus Christ can help you stop hell ruining your life.
A look at winning your spiritual battles this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Coming up on Adventures in Odyssey, Kids Radio continues a special story about the Apostle Paul's journey to Rome. From shipwreck to a fiery Holocaust, Paul's captors discover more about the mighty hand leading this apostle to ultimate victory. Learn more on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
So even though we have been church members, we didn't know how to go out to share the Word of God or the gospel to the people. And with our experience that God has worked in our life, we can share with them our testimony plus the good news from the word of the from the Bible. So now we see that we have proper direction, and we see that this will help us to be able to build up more relationship and closer relationship with our people, with our neighbors, through our experience and through the Word of God.
That's someone named Nayana speaking through an interpreter, as of course you could tell, from Thailand. And they're simply saying now that they have the Word of God, they know how to properly share the gospel. Now stop and think about that for a moment. If you've tried to share the Word of God, and I know many of you have, it's a lifestyle for you. I hope that's the case. Imagine trying to do that without the Scriptures. Imagine just whatever you could pick up along the way from whatever sources, but really not having the opportunity to carry the Word of God in your own heart, to study it, to pray over it, to get it in your own heart, and then try to share it with others. I can't imagine the difficulty that might create for any of us. But these folks are saying now that we have the Bible, we can share it effectively and properly and accurately. And so that's really what we're asking you to partner with as well. Putting a copy of God's Word in the hands of as many Christians as possible, especially now throughout the nations of Asia with this Fan the Flame Bibles for Asia campaign with the Bible League, and trusting God to honor your sacrifice and your investment. What a difference that will make in those nations. In fact, I was reading a statement, I believe it's by a former Congressman Jay Rowland of Georgia. Back in 2016, he said, "How is it we have allowed prayer and Bible teachings to be removed from our school systems? This country was in covenant with God, and we failed to keep it. We need to, as a nation, reinforce prayer back into the schools. That in itself was our real defense as a nation, as well as our source of blessings." Then he said, "I tremble to think what is in store for a country who has broken covenant with the Almighty. How blind are we to have allowed such a thing to happen? Our only hope is to fight to bring it back." And then he asks, "Why aren't we doing so? I, for one, am writing to any official in my state who may hopefully take notice. God have mercy on us all. Now, those words were just 4 years ago. I think even more appropriate now in the midst of the current crisis that we are all facing. But having said that, let's do something about it for other nations as well. Let's give some Bibles to the nations of Asia. $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20. Everything doubled when you call 800-YES-WORD or give online at WAVA.com.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA. Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
WAVA is your 24-hour-a-day Bible study, always.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.